used to call me on my cell phone. Baby, late night when you need my love. Call me on your cell phone. Late night when you need my love.
I know in that hot night, babe.
Oh, oh,
oh. That could only mean one thing.
Cactus, cactus, cactus.
Cactus, cactus,
cactus.
I ain't playing games.
Cactus,
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 cactus, cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus,
cactus, cactus,
cactus,
cactus, cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus,
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 cactus, cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus,
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 cactus, cactus.
This gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus, cactus,
cactus,
cactus,
cactus,
cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, RBCP, and today is Friday, October 23rd, 2015. Today's show is sponsored by Tony from Arizona. Thanks, Tony, for being a supporter of the show for such a long time now. On today's show, we're going to, I don't know, do prank calls, maybe? Seems like a good idea. I don't really have any pre-show announcements other than the whole pumpkin carving contest thing. So if you want to carve a PLA-themed pumpkin this year and send a picture of it to rbcp@phonelosers.org, maybe you'll win a prize of some sort. I'm sure it'll be an amazing prize, and you'll really love whatever the prize is. Maybe. I've got a big list of numbers here from a girl named Sarah, and the list she's given me is usually, I don't know what to do with these. It's just a list of first names and phone numbers and nothing else. And she sent me instructions, which I'm going to ignore. She says, call these people. Say that you stole a body from a funeral home and you need to get rid of it. Ask if the person you are calling will take the body for you. And I'm not going to do that because, you know, you tell people you stole a body. What are they going to do? They're going to call the cops. And they're actually calling the cops for a good reason because someone called them up and told them they're stealing bodies. So I'm sorry, Sarah. I'm not going to do your idea, but I am going to use your list of numbers here. And I'm going to do a new idea. It's sort of a twist on an old idea where I call up people and I say that I'm with, I was with the DEA and I put a phone tap on their line. You know, I'm accidentally calling them about the phone tap on their own line by mistake. I was thinking, what if I do that idea, except I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to say I'm a private investigator and I put a GPS tracker on their car. And I'm going to look at their Facebook friends and I'm going to say I meant to call a Facebook friend of theirs. So it'll be a name that they recognize, and they'll be like, why the hell is this person hiring a private investigator to track me? And it'll be great fun, right? Oh, and there's this other thing I discovered recently, and maybe everyone knows this, and I'm just a noob, not realizing this until just recently. But did you know you can take a phone number and put it into Facebook, just into the search field on Facebook, and it'll pull up the Facebook page that that phone number is registered to? Even if you're not a friend of that person, even if you're not a friend and their Facebook is completely private and you're not able to see anything on their Facebook, put their number into the Facebook search field and it'll tell you whose name it belongs to. That seems pretty crazy to me. You can't see their phone number on their Facebook page, but you can still do a reverse directory search on it through Facebook. So that's good information to know. If you ever want to know who an unlisted phone number belongs to, just type it into Facebook. And since Facebook is always bugging people to register their cell phone numbers on their account in case they lose their password, that pretty much probably makes Facebook the biggest free reverse phone directory in the world. So let's get started on these. The first person on the list is someone named Annie, and I'm putting her phone number into the Facebook search field, and hey look, there's her full name. And her Facebook isn't even hidden. I can see her posts, which means I can look at her posts and see who's liked things, which means I can say one of her Facebook friends hired the PI to track her.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from... I'm the private investigator from Royco Investigations.
Yeah, what?
This is Roy. I'm the private investigator with Royco Investigations. I just wanted to let you know that we put the GPS tracker on Annie Miller's car, and we're going to be watching her social media accounts just to kind of see what her next move is.
I don't know who you are.
This is Roy. I'm with Royco Investigations. You hired me to put a tracking device on Annie Miller's car.
I'm Annie.
This isn't Catherine? Catherine?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have dialed the wrong number on my page of information here.
What do you need to do about with me?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was supposed to call Catherine Grant. And I was just letting her know that we'd put the GPS tracker on your car and we're watching your social media accounts for your next move. I had no idea I was calling you. I'm sorry about that.
No, explain to me what's going on.
Oh, no, I can't. I wasn't supposed to. I don't think I'm supposed to be telling you this stuff about the GPS tracking device on your car. It was just an accident. I meant to call Catherine.
Well, I just want to let you know that I know the person, and I have no clue why she's doing that.
Well, I can't divulge any information about my clients and, like, you know, who they're watching and why.
Hello?
Hi.
Cassie's calling.
Oh, well, who's this?
I'm Annie's husband. I want to know who's calling, or if you're tracking this phone, which you probably are doing illegally, I will call the police.
Oh, no, we're not tracking the phone. We just put a GPS tracker on Annie's car. But I wasn't supposed to tell her that. It was an accident.
Really? Considering she doesn't have a car. How did you do that?
Well, I mean, your car, I guess. It's the one that she uses.
You didn't put a tracking device on my car. You have to authorize it. And if you did put a tracking device on my car, I'll take it off. Because you have have no authorization to put a tracking device on my car for any reason.
Sir, that's our property. So if you take that tracking device off, you need to return.
No, you put this on my car illegally.
No, it's not illegal.
I was not given anything.
There's nothing illegal about this, you idiot. No, it's okay for private investigators to do this.
Who are you private investigating? What are you doing?
No, it doesn't matter.
First you do not call me an idiot, first of all.
I called you guys by accident. I'm so sorry. I'm such a stupid. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, do not call this number again. If you call this number again, I will call the police on you. Have a good day.
I won't
Bye.
Call it again. No, it was an accident. I was trying to call Catherine. Hello? Well, that went pretty well for a first try. Oh, also what I'll do here is I'll keep Annie's Facebook up in my browser, so if she makes an angry post at her friend, I'll get to see it. It looks like mostly what Annie posts, though, is those inspirational picture quotation things constantly. She doesn't make her own posts. But let's move on to the next one. The next one, her name is Angie. Oh crap, Angie is not listed on Facebook. She does not have her phone number in Facebook because it's not coming up. So I guess we'll move on to the next one. The next one's name is Mary. It looks like she does have a Facebook page hooked up to her phone number.
Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy Gerbel. I'm the private investigator with Royco. And I just I needed to let you know that we went ahead and put that GPS tracker on Mary's car. And we're just going to kind of watch her social media accounts and see what her next move is.
Excuse me? Who do you think you're talking to?
Oh, isn't this Cindy Cunningham?
No, it's not.
Oh, I must have dialed the wrong number. I'm sorry. I was supposed to tell her about an investigation we're working on.
And my name is Mary.
Oh, this isn't Mary or is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
So I was trying
to... You put a tracker on my car? First of all, where do I live?
Well, no, I'm not allowed to give out personal information on cases I'm working on. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to call you, though.
Okay. Your numbers... Well, you're calling from South Carolina. I'm not even in that state, buddy.
Well, neither am I. No, I'm just letting you know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you. It was an accident. I was supposed to call Cindy.
I'll take my car for a good checkout.
What? No, no. If you find a tracker
My car is going into the shop now. It's going to be checked out. You put a tracker on my car?
No, I was just kidding.
Who
there's
are
no,
you?
There's no tracker on your car, ma'am. There's nothing.
Maloney.
Nothing under the
and
car.
And I know Cindy Cunningham.
Okay.
I'm going to call Cindy right now.
No. Just pretend this didn't happen, ma'am. God. I'm so sorry. Oh, crap. She's calling Cindy. Well, at least that'll get settled quickly, hopefully, and she won't take her car into the garage. Or maybe that'll just end their friendship forever. I don't know what the outcome's going to be. I wish I had Jihad in her house right now with a hidden Slurpee cup so we could capture the reaction on camera. Maybe I should check her Facebook page in about an hour and see if she's still friends with Cindy on Facebook. Well, that was fun, but I have bad news. I'm out of numbers to call that Sarah sent me. I'd say about half of them had listings on Facebook, and then half of them didn't, and besides those two that answered, the rest of them just wouldn't pick up, even though I was using local numbers for them all, so that sucks. I'll definitely hold onto this list, though, and do some more of these later. Or, I don't know, maybe I could just look in my regular prank request folder, and I'll ignore people's prank requests and just do this for a little while. I'll start with the oldest prank request in my prank request folder, which is from October of 2014. That's not too bad, really, is it? I'm just a year behind right now. Could be worse. This is a prank request from Nick, and he's actually sent me photo captures of people posting their phone numbers on Facebook. So that works out nicely. This first guy's name is Mark, and he posted something on Facebook saying he's looking for odd jobs around the county. He charges a flat rate for a job, and the price is negotiable. And he posts his phone number.
Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy from Royco. I'm the private investigator.
Howdy.
And hey, I just wanted to let you know, we went ahead and put that GPS tracking device on Mark's car, so it's all ready to go if you want to load up that software I gave you. And we're just going to keep an eye on his social media.
Tracker?
I'm sorry, what's that?
A GPS tracker?
Yeah, under the car, so we can see where he's going.
That's odd.
I'm sorry, what?
You must have a wrong number or something, because my name's Mark.
Oh, you're Mark. Oh, I'm sorry, I was trying to call Nathan O'Connell.
Nathan O'Connell?
Yeah. Oh, wait, is this Mark Dave?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was supposed to call Nathan. I wasn't supposed to call you. I wonder if he put the phone numbers on this form backwards. Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. I was supposed to call Nathan.
I know a Nathan O'Connell. Why would he be tracking me?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not allowed to discuss the private details of my investigations. It's a client confidentiality thing. So yeah.
Well, if there is a GPS tracker, you better get it the fuck off my car.
What? Oh no. I was just kidding. I'm sorry. It was an accident. I didn't mean to call you. I was supposed to call Nathan. Wow, what a mess. I didn't mean to do this. I'm so sorry. Yeah, he must have put the numbers on here backwards. I blame Nathan for this.
I don't understand how Nathan would even have my phone number.
Oh, he doesn't. No, I tracked that down for him. He needed that and the Jeep. Oh, what am I doing? I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to be telling you this.
So, is this some sort of a sick fucking joke or something?
What? No. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I should probably let you go. I've really messed this one up.
Yeah, don't call this number back.
Oh, I'm not going to. No, it was a complete accident. I didn't mean to call it at all.
There better not be some sort of a tracking device, or I will be contacted.
Okay, well, if you find one, that's not your property to keep. And I expect that to be returned.
Well, that's okay, because I'll be turning it over to the cops.
Well, no, it's not even illegal, so you can't do that.
Actually, yeah, I can.
No, the cops will just give it back to me, so go right ahead. I don't care.
Well, that's fine.
All right, good. Okay, he's going out to look underneath his car now. And I'm probably not going to see any Facebook updates from him, because the last thing he posted was July 10th, and that was a picture of the Confederate flag. And he hates the fact that America is trying to get rid of this beautiful flag. I guess that's all I can call from this list from Nick. The rest of them are not picking up, and I talked to one other guy, and it wasn't funny, so I just deleted that one. Hey, I know what I can do with Sarah's list, though, the rest of them that didn't have listings on Facebook. Let's play a few rounds of Hang Up the Phone.
Hello?
Hey, Linda, hang up the phone.
Why?
Because I said so. Just hang it up.
Hang up. Okay.
Do it. Hurry the fuck up. All right. I win that round. Let's see who wins round number two.
Hello?
Brenda, hang up the phone.
Hello?
Brenda, hang up the phone. Hang it up.
Who is this?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
Who is this?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
I am going to worry about it. Who is this?
No, just hang it up. Don't worry about who it is. Just hang up the fucking phone. Yay, she hung it up. That's two for two. I'm on a winning streak. I should go play the lottery today.
Hello?
Sally, hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone? Why?
Because I said so. Hang it up.
Who am I talking to?
I don't have to tell you who I am. Just hang up the phone. Hang it up. Damn it, she hung it up. Sarah, your list really sucks for hang up the phone calls. I mean, I'm winning, but it's kind of boring. They're not arguing with me.
Hello?
Chandra, hang up the phone.
Who is this?
I don't have to tell you who it is. Just hang up the phone.
What did you call to tell me to hang up the phone?
Well, don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
Are you, like, mental or something?
No, just follow the instructions. Hang up the phone. Do like you're told.
No, you hang up first.
No, you hang up. You're the submissive woman. Hang up the fucking phone.
Really? I guess you don't know who you're talking to.
Oh, I know exactly who I'm talking to. Hang up the fucking phone.
I'm the submissive woman. Hang up the fucking phone?
That's right. You better hang it up.
Why don't you get a little closer and say that? Who the fuck are you talking to me like that?
Oh, I'm not telling you shit. Just hang up the phone.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you. You better hang it up. Or I'll hang it up for you. Hello?
Hello?
What are you still on the phone for? Hang it up.
Who's this?
Who are you?
You called.
No, I called for Chandra. You're not Chandra.
Okay.
Hang up the phone.
And who is this?
You don't worry about it. Chandra already hung up the phone. Now you need to hang up the phone. Hang it up.
I will find you, you little prick.
No, you won't.
Oh, I will.
You don't know how to find shit.
Get the fuck off my phone.
You don't know how to find shit, Chandra. Yay, she hung up. I won. I'm winning every round today. This is awesome. I knew she was a submissive woman. It looks like that's the end of the list from Sarah. So thank you very much, Sarah, for sending this list in. And I'm sorry I didn't do your weird idea of saying that I found dead bodies. Maybe next time. By the way, I did check on the Facebook pages of all those people I got through to about the private investigator thing, and none of them posted anything on their Facebooks. That's kind of too bad. I was really kind of hoping for some angry posts that I could read.
Hey, what's up, Roy? It's Cluedo again. Hey, so I got a question for you here. What's your favorite show? Is it Star Wars or Star Trek? We really need to figure this out and find out.
Is Star Wars really a show? I don't think it's a show. It's a movie.
I now have a joke for you. Why was the snowman so happy? You know, because winter's coming. Well, he was happy because the snowblower's coming. Bye.
Thanks for the joke, Pluto. And I think I'd have to say Star Trek. I was never really into the whole Star Wars thing. No offense to you people who love Star Wars. It was a cool thing in the 80s. I'm just not really into it today anymore. And back then, in the 80s and whatever, I never watched an episode of Star Trek. I thought it looked really stupid and boring. And it was just 5 years ago that I watched Star Trek for the very first time. I watched the entire Next Generation, watched the entire Voyager. I tried to watch Deep Space Nine, but I was kind of sick of it by that point. I think everyone in the comments right now should vote Star Trek or Star Wars. Which one is the best? I'm going to make the comments really annoying with people just posting Star Wars or Star Trek and nothing else. Quick, everyone, tell me how stupid I am for liking Star Trek better than Star Wars.
Hey, Brad. Dr. Smoothrod here.
Hey, Dr. Smoothrod.
Yeah, I don't know what all the hate...
Great name.
Yeah, I don't know what all the hate was over Dean Tember. I've got to say, I really like this year. I mean, not as many freakouts, but some of your prank ideas that were great, so...
Yeah, this was definitely a pretty tame Ding Timber year, and a few people have told me that, and I agree with them. You know, like, we had some okay ones this time, but the two previous ones that we did, the Carding pranks, those were much, much better.
I don't know what the fuck everyone else's problems was, but it was good, dude. It was good. Don't beat yourself up over it. You're good.
Was I beating myself up? Yeah, to be honest, I was kind of getting sick of the Carding calls by the end of September. But it was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it next year, especially since we have that amazing theme song next year by Liz.
Hi, RBCP. This is Katie. And I was on YouTube watching Shocking Behaviors Caught on Tape 1 and 2. And at the timestamp 10:20, there's a segment on poops and purses. And it looks a lot like footage I've seen on your website of poop in a purse, and I'm like 99% positive it's you in this video. So can you confirm, did they use this video? Did they have to contact you before they used it?
No, I was not contacted.
Just curious. Thank you.
That's crazy if they're really using my footage. I'm going to check that right now.
Practical jokes are one thing, but meme is meme. Just look at what these guys do. They take a purse, fill it with dog poop, then cover it with miscellaneous items.
This isn't me. What are you talking about?
Now they leave it on a busy street to lure unsuspecting motorists. Let's listen in as these delinquents narrate.
No, that's not me. I do have a video on my own personal channel, or maybe it's on PLA's channel, I don't know. But it's when I was, I don't know, maybe 17, and I was filling purses up with cat shit and throwing them out on the street and videotaping it. And I don't know why you think these people are me, because in my video, I'm wearing a pink shirt and I throw like a girl. So I'm pretty easy to spot in that video.
Hello, Roy.
Hi.
In what way
does the author's
use?
Oh my god, I know it.
Of the person?
Bueller.
Symbolize.
Alright, that's enough of this one.
How does it relate to our discussion over the uses of irony?
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Brad, what's up? It's Mark from Chicago. Quick question. The, what you doing, what you talking about? Is that Garth from Wayne's World? Because I swear he said that in the movie. So.
Did he?
That's my question. Is that at least inspired by Garth, or is it exactly from it, or what's the deal?
I don't know what that's from. Doesn't everyone say that? I thought that was just a thing. I've seen memes with that in it. I definitely don't remember it from Wayne's World 1. I can't remember what Wayne's World 2 has in it, because I haven't seen that since the 90s. But no, as far as I'm concerned, it's not inspired by Wayne's World. But I don't know, is that maybe where it came from originally? I have no idea.
Hi, Roy.
This guy.
I was listening to your show just now, and somebody's complaining about 5 rings before the voicemail.
Yep.
Kicks in, and you said that you checked the setting, and there is nothing you can do. And if anybody know how to fix it, to give you a call, well,
oh yeah,
I know how to fix it. You take the fucking voicemail and you put it in this toilet and you flush it.
Whoa.
Bye.
Damn. What a dick.
Brad, I'm sad. You know why?
No.
Because I was just thinking about how awesome it would be if somehow Mildred Monday and Grouchy Old Man got to talk to each other, but that'll never happen.
Aww.
Because Mildred Monday is dead. And honestly, Grouchy Old Man's probably dead too, because, man, there's no way he's still alive.
Yeah.
And that's fucking angry.
All those heart attacks and stuff from the phone calls.
But,
He probably didn't change his number. He probably died and they just turned off his phone.
I should probably share that. Bye.
I don't think Mildred Monday is his type anyway, because I did find Grouchy Old Man's account on meetup.com, and he was hitting on much younger women on that site. Much, much younger.
Clients? I don't think you have any clients. Anyway, hi, Brad.
I have so many clients.
This is Alejandro, and I just realized that I only live 8 miles from you.
Oh, great.
So I'm issuing a challenge to everybody who listens to the Snowplow Show.
No.
And if anybody can prove that they live closer to you than me, than I do, then you should probably give them a cactus.
I don't like this idea.
So you can figure out who your stalkers are. All right, thanks, Dad. Bye, cactus.
Well, I'm glad you live in Roy, New Mexico, just like I do. I hope you don't find my address here in Roy, New Mexico. Weird that you have an Oregon number. I guess you just kept your number when you moved to New Mexico, here next to me.
I'm Marty McFly from Hill Valley, California. After a long day of running all over town, making out with my mom, and trying to get the sports almanac back from Biff, I like to sit back with a cold glass of Pepsi Perfect and listen to prank phone calls on Cacti Radio. Oh!
Marty, you've got to come back with me.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Doc, again? I'm a kid, for Christ's sakes. Can't you endanger the life of someone your own age for a change? Why the hell is Goldie Wilson here with you? What did she do this time, Doc?
This week I was interviewed by a radio station up in Canada about the CIA email hack, which I know very little about, and I'm really not even sure how these people found me or decided to write to me. But anyway, they talked to me about the email hack, and it turned out that the email hack was pretty much the exact same thing I did to that radio DJ about 15 years ago, 13 years ago, something like that. You guys remember that, right? The DJ thing, it was in the PLA book, and it was in an old episode of PLA Radio. I hacked into his email account, and they were really interested in that. And the show doesn't air until tomorrow on Saturday. I think that's what they said, but it seems like there's a snippet of the interview up on their website already. I haven't listened to it yet, or I'll just play the beginning.
Personal data. But this week, a teen hacker took responsibility for breaking into CIA Director John Brennan's email by using a decidedly low-tech strategy. It's called social engineering. The hacker says he got all the information he needed, Brennan's email address and the last four digits of his bank card, by calling up Verizon and pretending to be another Verizon employee looking for information about a customer, about Brennan. The information was released. The hacker used it to reset Brennan's AOL account password, and now he was in complete control of the email account of a director of the CIA. It's a simple, time-tested con strategy, and my next guest says he's been using it for years. Brad Carter has been low-tech hacking since the 1990s, when he formed a group called the Phone Losers of America. He now runs a podcast where he pranks people into giving out personal information over the phone just for kicks. Brad joins me from Albany, Oregon. Brad, hello.
Yay, he's giving out my name and the city I live in. That's just great. Thanks, radio station guy in Canada. The phone companies are going to come and get me for sure this time. So the show, it's called Day 6, and it's on cbc.ca/day6. If you want to go listen to the entire thing, I think he said it'll be up on Saturday. But right now there's a clip that's about 7 minutes long on their website that just has our interview in it. But we talked for quite a bit longer than that, so I don't know if there's going to be more in the actual show. I'm not really sure. I'll put a link in the show notes, though, if anyone wants to go listen to it. After the interview, though, the producer, she kept emailing me, and she was asking me, you know, just various questions. And she wanted me to prove to her, I think, that I could actually get the employee ID code from a Verizon employee, which is called the V code, because that was mentioned in the article about the CIA hacking. This kid impersonated a Verizon landline employee by getting one of their V-codes. So I decided to see how easy it is to get a V-code, and I sent them a clip of me doing this, and I also told them what my success-failure ratio was while trying to get V-codes. And at first I tried it with Verizon Wireless because they answer the phones quicker, but Verizon Wireless, most of them didn't even know what a V-code was. They usually use a code called a WIN, which is another type of employee ID number, I think. But then I think on the end of I'm getting ready to play you guys clips is what I'm getting at. And near the end, like half of it is Verizon Wireless. The second half of it is just Verizon landline service. But here are a few calls from me trying to get employee ID numbers from Verizon employees.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
Thank you for calling. My name is Ann, and it's my goal to provide you with excellent customer service. May I start with your name, please?
Oh, hi. Could I have your V code, please?
I'm sorry?
Could I please have your V code?
May I ask you speaking, please?
My name's Brad.
Hi, Brad. May I have your last name, please?
Carter.
Okay. May I have your wireless phone number, please?
Oh, I just need your V-code, though. It's for my records.
I'm sorry, but I don't have an obligation to give out that information.
Well, just to be
my
nice, though.
My name is Ann.
Just to be nice.
I go by Francis.
Oh, so it's an alias.
System. I'm sorry?
It's an alias, then. I see.
No, Ann is my middle name.
She's like
Francis,
like
is my name in the system.
It's like a criminal alias.
No, sir, it's not an alias. My name is Francis Ann.
You're basically a Nazi or something, using an alias
I'm
like
sorry?
That. You're basically a Nazi or something, using an alias like that.
What can I do to help you, sir?
Oh, I just need your V-code, please.
I'm sorry, I don't give out that information over the phone.
How come? What have you got to hide?
I don't have anything to hide, sir, but I am not obligated to give that information. All the information that I'm obligated to give is that I'm a customer service representative for Verizon Wireless.
If you don't have anything...
And my first name is Francis.
If you don't have anything to hide, why are you using an alias?
Sir, I'm not using an alias. May I have your Verizon Wireless phone number so that I can help you out with whatever situation you have, sir?
Only if I get your V-code.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not obligated to give you that number.
Okay. Well, you don't have to. It's okay.
Thank you for calling. My name is Samantha. Can I have your name, please?
Hey, Samantha. It's Brad. I just need your V-code, please.
V-code?
Yes.
And who are you? Are you a customer? Or
oh, no. I'm in the financial services department.
Okay, I'm in customer care. Is there any particular reason why you need my ID? I mean, I don't even know why you're on my line right now.
Oh, yeah, I was going to transfer of a customer. They just wanted me to write the V-code into the account.
Okay, they're not allowed to know my V-code.
Oh, I wouldn't tell the customer so, that.
Okay, well, you can put Samantha. I mean, my name's going to be stamped on the account anyway.
Well, how do I know that? This could be a trick. Just give me your damn V-code, lady.
Excuse me, but I'm not giving you my Verizon code, and I'm not going to take, especially from an employee, I'm not going to take that kind of talk.
Please?
No, sir. And if you'd like, I can get you a supervisor.
Will the supervisor give me her V-code?
I don't know.
Okay.
You can attempt
let's
that if you'd
that.
Like.
Let's try.
Huh? Okay, one moment.
To Helpline from Verizon, a program providing support to survivors of domestic...
Okay, so my supervisor would like to know why you would need that in the first place.
It's to help me break into a CIA director's email account.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not something that we can give that to you for anyway.
Oh, the last lady I talked to gave it to me.
Okay, well, she should not have, and I do apologize, but nobody here is going to give it to you any further.
Well, except for that last lady.
I mean, you don't even have an account with us.
That's true.
I'm not quite sure what else I can say.
I've been doing this for about an hour now. It seems about 50% of the people will give me their V-code.
Okay, well, they're not supposed to, and
okay.
You're not getting it from
they
me.
They are, though.
Okay, well, you're not getting it from me, so you can sit here on my line if you'd like, and I can try and get you a supervisor, but you're not getting it from me.
Just give me your damn V-code.
Nope, I'm going to put you on hold and try and get you a supervisor, okay?
I just wanted to see if you'd flip out again about me cursing at you.
No, okay, well, then are you
okay,
going...
Bye.
Thank you for calling. This is Ms. Glasgow. May I have your name, please?
Hey, this is Brad. Can I get your V-code, please?
You're calling me for my V-code, Brad?
Yes.
I don't give out my V-code.
Well, I'm calling from the technical support. Just transferring a customer over. I just have to notate the account.
Okay, but I don't give out my V-code on a call-in.
Why
What's
not?
The customer's account?
What are you so paranoid about?
Well,
you weird freak.
I don't give my...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are you transferring a customer, Brad?
Yeah, I just need your V-code.
I don't give out my V-code on incoming calls.
How come? That's weird.
If you call it...
What are you so paranoid for?
Are you high or something? Into office, Brad?
Yeah, I am.
Brad,
yep.
Okay, I'm not going to take abuse from you. You have a... Hold on.
Well, you shouldn't do drugs.
Thank you for choosing Verizon. This is Beverly speaking. May I have your name, please?
Hey, Beverly, it's Brad. Can I get your V-code, please?
Okay, this is Brad from where?
Technical support.
Okay, V1869.
V1869.
Yes, and what is your code?
Oh, I was just kidding. I'm not really even with Verizon. No, I'm just some guy. I'm going to use it to get into some CIA guy's email account, because that's how that works. That's what I'm going to do.
Can I help? Oh, can I help you, sir?
Oh, no, I just wanted the V-code, that's all.
You're hoping I gave you the right one, right?
Oh, you didn't give me the right one?
Bye, Brad!
But it doesn't sound like I believe you on that one. I think you gave me the right one. It's okay, I can check. I have a system here. Oh, she's gone. I'm totally convinced that she gave me the wrong one.
Thank you for calling. This is Mrs. Garcia. May I have your name, please?
Hi there. This is Brad. Could I have your V-code, please?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Are you calling about your account, Brad?
Oh, no. I'm transferring over a customer to you. I'm in technical support. I just have to notate the account.
And let me just verify the information, Brad. What's the customer's telephone number that you're transferring over from?
Well, I have to put your V-code in before I can release the account. You big stupid.
Sure. V353.
Oh, okay. That was just a bunch of bullshit I made up, but at least you gave me your V-code. That's all that matters.
How can I help you?
Nothing. I'm done. I just needed your V-code.
I'm sorry? Did you have an account with us that you needed help with?
No, I was just getting your V-code. I'm going to use it to break into some guy's email account on AOL. Some CIA guy.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Is there something else I can help you with?
No, we're done. I just needed to trick you out of your V-code to set the plan in motion. That's all.
Okay, and I gave you the wrong V-code, though, but what did you need help with? Is there something you needed help with?
Oh, that's not true. We both know it's the right one. I already typed it in my system, and it comes up as valid for your name. Don't lie to me. Come on.
I'm sorry. How can I help you? What can I help you with?
Well, you were trying to trick me there just now, weren't you? It's really a good V-code.
How can I help you?
It is a good V-code.
No,
I can see it right
not.
Here.
How can I help you?
I can see it right here on my screen. It's a good V-code. I just typed it in. Oh. Uh-oh. Hopefully you guys thought that was somewhat amusing, especially since that might be the last thing I put in this show. I've got to end things so I can put this out. But yeah, once again, go to cbc.ca/day6 if you want to hear a 7-minute segment of the interview. And then I guess there's going to be more of the interview up tomorrow on Saturday, maybe, if I understood them correctly. So you guys, it's 6 in the evening. I really want to get the show out today, but we're only 35 minutes into the show. How can I end a show before the hour ends? That's just not right. I don't know why I think that's not right, because it seems like a year ago I was doing lots of 30-minute shows, but for some reason I feel like I need to make them an hour. I'm not sure why I feel this way now that I think about it. But anyway, to fill up time, I'm going to do this. I'm going to play Old Shit. And I think it's something that a lot of you may have not heard before. It is on the Phone Losers YouTube channel, but I don't think I've ever put this in a show before. This is a conference that I was having with several people. I can't remember who's involved. I remember Trevor's in there. And I remember this was all inspired by Tabachi somehow. He used to work at Starbucks. I think he might be on this conference, but I'm not sure. Maybe he was just kind of silently listening. But here is a 20-minute long series of prank calls to Starbucks, where we talk a bunch of employees out of their employee numbers. See, this goes with the theme of talking Verizon employees out of their employee numbers. It all makes perfect sense.
Starbucks, this is...
Hi, this is John from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling. We were having problems with people calling in and pretending they're the corporate office, and we just wanted to let you know that if anyone calls in and says they're with the corporate office, just not to give them any information and not to believe them.
Okay.
Because apparently people have been calling in and, you know, just making prank calls, I assume.
Okay, great.
Okay, and who's this?
Okay, thanks for letting us know.
Sure. Who's this I'm speaking with? Your last name?
Don Remont.
Okay, and what's your employee number? Or I guess we could look it up by your cell phone number, whatever phone number's on file with us.
Wait, you just want my partner numbers?
Sure.
1-3.
Okay, but do you have a phone number? Because that's the easiest way to look up your file here.
6-8.
And you remember that part where I said not to give out personal information to anyone pretending to be the corporate office?
Yes.
Why'd you just give me all that?
I don't know.
I'm a prank caller.
because I figured the person telling me that wouldn't, you know.
Now I have your phone number and your spelling of your last name. I've already found your Facebook. And now I'm just going to be stalking you forever.
Okay.
Don't you feel dumb? Do you feel dumb? Yes or no? Answer. How do you plead? Dumb or not dumb?
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 1-5.
This is
4,
that girl's
3
cell phone.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, this is Chad from Verizon Wireless, and I'm calling for Grace. And I was just calling to let you know that we have this problem where people are calling and pretending to be with Verizon and asking for information, personal information. We just wanted to warn you not to give out any personal information, and I'm going to call you back pretty soon and get your address from you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Sorry, we're speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. Is this the manager?
She's actually not in right now. Do you want to leave a message?
I
can help you with anything.
This is Brian from the corporate office. I need to know how many pounds of coffee you have currently there at the store.
How many pounds are here right now?
Yeah.
Just an estimate. I mean, that's probably going to take some time to count all the pounds of coffee.
Okay, well, I'll hold.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'll hold.
You heard?
I'll hold.
You heard?
I said I'll hold. This is Craig from the corporate office.
Okay.
Or maybe I said somebody else. So.
Do you know what store number this is?
Oh, no. Which one?
I don't know. I'm asking. You know what? Could you call back in a few minutes?
Are you going to have all the pounds ready for me?
I mean, probably not in a few minutes, but I actually have to double check some stuff first.
Can you tell me what color your cash register is?
What color?
Yeah, it's important. It's for the inventory.
You know what? Can you actually call me back in a few minutes? I'm sorry. I can give you all this information in a few minutes.
Oh, sure. But before you hang up, can you tell me how many light bulbs are in the ceiling?
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for calling Starbucks. This is... How can I help you?
Hi, this is Daniel from the corporate office.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I was calling to let you know that we've been having a problem with some... I guess scam artists or pranksters or something. They've been calling and pretending to be the corporate office and asking for information.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of calling to give everyone a heads up to not give out information over the phone.
Okay.
And what'd you say your name was again?
John.
John, and the last name? And what's your employee number?
Hold on.
How can I help you?
Oh, I was talking to John. Is this the manager?
I'm the manager on duty.
Oh, okay.
What can I do for you?
This is Steven from the corporate office. I needed to get John's employee number.
From the... Which corporate office?
The Starbucks.
Okay. Which location?
It's for the payroll.
Okay. I just need to make sure that you're... We have scammers call us sometimes, so I just make sure that you're actually who you say you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've heard about that.
Okay. Hold on. Hey, John, what's the partner number? It's 1-3.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. That's all we need. And who's this I'm speaking with again? And what's your employee number?
1-3.
Okay. And how many light bulbs are in the ceiling? We need to know that for our inventory.
The long bulb?
Yeah. Well, both. All. Like...
All of them? Just in the whole store or out in the cafe? Or?
Oh, just in the... Yeah, just in the whole store.
Okay. Do you need separate counts or just total number of light bulbs?
Oh, just total number, like right now off the top of your head.
Let's see. Estimate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20...
I can't believe you're doing it.
24, 25, 26... 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 4,
5, 6. Probably about 50-ish. Okay, and how many pounds of coffee are there right now?
How many what?
Pounds of coffee do you have there currently on inventory, on hand?
I have no idea. A lot.
We're going to need you to count the individual beans.
Yes.
Ha
ha. Could you get right on that, ma'am?
Yeah.
We'll hold.
Ma'am.
Can we get your employee numbers again? Both of them, please. I forgot them.
Yeah, Social Security.
Starbucks is Alan speaking.
Hi, my name is Roy. I'm calling down here with the corporate office. We just wanted to let you know, did you guys get the memo about people calling in? And, you know, there were a bunch of pranksters and fraudsters calling around trying to get employee numbers and personal information from, you know, unsuspecting employees. Did you guys get that memo?
Yeah, someone that can answer your question better than I can is actually in the bathroom right now.
Oh, so, well, you can. This is store 96, right?
96.
Yes, sir. It should be on the wall.
Actually, it's 76, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, it's marked wrong here in the spreadsheet for some reason.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the health certificate, sir. That's the health certificate. That's not the the store number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. By the way, can I get your first name, please?
Alan. A-L-L-A-N.
Your last name, sir? And can I have your partner number, please?
5.
5?
Yes.
Are you... Sir, I have to ask. This is a test from the corporate office. I just told you over the phone not to give personal information out. And you just gave me your employee number. You know what? I could log in right now to the Starbucks website and do all sorts of crazy stuff right now with that.
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, you're gonna get totally reprimanded for this. I'm I'm going to call in the morning and reprimand you.
No, sir. Look, I'm really sorry. I didn't know what to do.
You should be sorry. You should be really disappointed in yourself. I won't reprimand you if you think about what you've done and look real sad when you do it.
Hold on just a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. This is the corporate office. I'm calling down, and Mr. Allen, he's a very good employee, and he actually has been helping a lot of customers, and I suggest that you give him a big raise or something. Or you just give him a big pat on the back and say good job, okay?
All right, sounds good. What else?
All right. That's about it, sir. That's all I was told here in the memo to list, because we've gotten a lot of good news from that guy.
All right.
All right, thanks. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you for calling Starbucks.
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
I was just calling to let you know, I was supposed to warn everyone that some people have been calling around. I guess they're scammers or something. They've been pretending to be the corporate office and then getting information out of employees.
All right. Well, let me have you talk to my manager real quick so she can discuss this with you.
Well, no, I'm supposed to warn the employees.
Okay, here she is.
No, but she's not an
Hi, this is Caitlin. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Steven from the corporate office with Starbucks.
What corporate office?
The Starbucks corporate office, duh.
Okay, what can I do for you?
No, the 7-Eleven corporate office. I'm calling to warn our employees that some people have been calling around and asking for information and pretending to be the corporate office, impersonating us here at the corporate office. And just if they do that, you know, don't believe them. Don't give them any information.
Okay.
And I'm just calling all the Starbucks in the area to let them know about this.
Okay, that's funny because you kind of sound weird, like you don't present yourself from numbers
hey,
that
fuck
normally,
you. Hey,
you know,
fuck
normally
you.
Someone from corporate
ma'am,
would give us their
ma'am,
number.
Ma'am, excuse me, fuck you. I don't have to take this from you.
You don't work for Starbucks, that's clear. You could never use that language and still have a job with Starbucks.
No, people in the corporate office, we don't have to follow the
okay,
rules.
I have
like
someone
you
send
lowly
out an email to my district manager
managers,
to let
employees.
Me know that you just called. Thanks a lot, Greg. Bye.
Bye. I don't think she bought it. Hey, baby.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Starbucks. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay. So what can I do for you? This is.
Oh, I just need to get your employee number first.
Well, why do you need my employee number?
It's for for payroll purposes, for spreadsheets.
I know
business
what
talk.
My number's for, but I don't have any proof that you're from Starbucks.
Why would you ever doubt me? I really need your employee number. It's really important.
You're going to have to provide some proof that you're from Starbucks.
I can sing you the Starbucks theme song.
You can what?
I can sing you the Starbucks theme song.
That's not going
to
help you
anymore. Wait, no. You start the Starbucks theme song, and when it gets to the chorus, I'm going to join in. 1, 2, 3, go.
Excuse me. Goodbye.
I didn't even know Starbucks had a theme song.
I don't think they do. I think we need to all note that in order to convince them that we're the corporate office, don't start out with, hey, baby.
Starbucks, how can I help you?
This is Kevin from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know that someone's been calling in pretending to be the corporate office and impersonating us, and if that happens, just don't give them any information. I'm just warning all of the locations in your area.
Okay, thank you.
And who did you say this is?
I'm the supervisor here.
And your last name? And, what was that word that he said? Your partner number.
I'm sorry, I can't give you my partner number.
Why not? I command you to give me your partner number.
Starbucks, yeah, I'm going to help you.
Hi, this is Glenn from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling to warn all the locations in your area about some scammers, I guess, have been calling around impersonating the corporate office and saying that they're us just not to give out any information to them.
Okay.
And did you say your name's Sam? Oh, yes. And the last name?
Am I supposed to give it out?
Oh, it's okay, because I'm the corporate office. Like WIL?
Yes.
And your partner number?
Okay, I won't give out my partner number.
Why not?
Because I just won't.
Please?
No.
Pretty please.
I'm sorry.
Wait, listen, I will give you a promotion if you'll give me your partner number.
Our store number is 7.
Well, okay, that's great. I didn't ask for that, did I?
Okay,
Nice try. I just need your partner number, and then I can hang up with you. And then you'll get that promotion we've been talking about.
Starbucks speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling to find out what your partner number is.
My partner number?
Yeah, we need to get that from the employees there. I'll start with yours. What's yours?
Mine's 1.
Okay. And if I take that number to a Starbucks and just tell the cashier that number, they'll give me like 40% off, right?
I'm not sure. Let me have you talk to my shift.
Well, no. I'm trying to scam partner numbers from all the employees there, because I want to get like, how much do you give off if someone from another location comes in?
Oh. Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, I was just wondering, do you have employee discounts there?
Yeah, we do.
And how much does someone from another Starbucks receive off towards their purchase?
Towards, like, drinks and stuff?
Uh-huh.
I think it's just the same. I think it's 30% or something like that. Oh, I think it's the same as you would get as from the store that you actually work at.
Oh, okay. And do you just ask for their partner number? You don't have to get a
paper? You have to have partner numbers and form of identification, and that's it.
Just an ID card? Just a driver's license?
With your name and... Yeah, like a driver's license with your name and picture on it.
Well, if you put...
Because when you give the partner numbers, a name's going to show up, and then we just look at your driver's license and see... And match up the name.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to scam partner numbers. I mean, how to scam... I want cheaper drinks when I go to Starbucks. I'm tired of paying so much.
Oh, so you're trying to beat the system?
Yeah, because the girl I talked to before, she gave me her partner number, and I'm going to try and use that one. So maybe, like, another location, they wouldn't ask for all that, an ID?
They would. They're supposed to. Every single Starbucks is supposed to ask for it.
Oh, so you think, like, do you have any male employees working there? Maybe you can give them the phone and I can trick them out of theirs?
No. I'm not going to do that. That's actually taking advantage of the system.
Yeah.
You know what? You can actually get a gold card and put $5 on it, and for every 15 purchases, you get a free drink, and you get free syrup, free soy.
Oh my god.
So you get discounts there too.
I think I'm not going to scam anymore. I'm just going to get a gold card.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably a good option.
Thank you. Right. Thank you for setting me straight.
Yeah, no problem.
Goodbye.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, this is UK Ted from the corporate office.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like the partner number entries aren't coming through on this end.
We haven't had anything going weird on our end.
Oh.
But maybe, though.
Can I give you a partner number here, and we can see if it pulls up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, are you ready for it?
Yep, go ahead. It's saying no matching partner number found.
Oh, fucking shit. Okay. What's your partner number?
It's 1.
If you put that one in, does it come up?
Let's see.
Let's put that bastard in there.
Starbucks. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Ted from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi there.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Were you having problems with the computer there? It seems like the server for the partner number database. Something.
Let me ask you all real quick.
Okay.
Just a second.
I'll start saying random words.
I love how you always lose track of what you're doing during a call.
This is speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. This is Ted from the corporate office.
Hi.
Were you having problems with your computer? It seems like we're not receiving the information from it that we normally do.
No. Nothing has, like,
shown up. They haven't been laggier than usual.
Do you think we could test something out here real quick? I have a partner number I could give you, and you can see if that pulls up anything, and that would let us know.
Sure.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready, and I'll give it to you.
I'm ready.
It's okay. The partner number is 1.
Okay. And it comes up as crank.
Yeah, that's the one. Crank. And could we try one other one here? I've got this other.
Sure. Okay, go ahead with the other number.
1.
Okay, that comes up as.
Does it have any other information about them or just their name?
Partner number, store number.
And does it have like phone number or?
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm actually just I'm an internet scamster. I'm just trying to get information on these numbers. So thanks for your help.
Okay.
I'm gonna go open bank accounts with them now.
All right.
And I'm gonna transfer them to my Swiss account.
Sounds great.
My Swiss account over in Mexico.
Have fun.
And I'm gonna make so much money from it, and it's all gonna be your fault.
Who is this?
My name's Ted. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay.
So it's okay.
In the UK.
Oh, I need some more information. What's your last name? And I need your partner number.
Okay, you're making me paranoid now.
Really? Have you been smoking weed on the job?
No, I'm not. I'm going to go ahead and hang up now.
No, I need your partner number before you hang up. It's very important. It's for payroll. You're not going to get your paycheck if you don't give it to me.
Okay. Have a good night.
No, partner number.
Ted, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm calling with the corporate office with Starbucks. We just gotten a memo down here regarding most locations. There's been a fraudster going around claiming he's from the corporate office when he's actually not trying to get partner numbers and et cetera, trying to scam people to get free drinks and stuff.
Okay. Whose partner numbers are they using?
Oh, he's using all sorts of random ones. But we've gotten the case sorted out. We changed their partner numbers as soon as they reported it.
Okay, so what should we do?
I would just suggest not giving out any personal information over the phone, as they claim to be from the corporate office.
Okay, thank you.
And we should be faxing out there should be a memo coming in, and if the corporate office says the specific word, then it should be confirming that they are the corporate office. And the specific word for this round will be banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Uh-huh.
So if someone claiming from the corporate office says banana, you can confirm through that they are the corporate office. So I would say banana right now, and you'd know I'm from the corporate office.
Okay.
And just for paperwork purposes, I gotta confirm that this conversation took place. Can I have your first name? Your last name? And your partner number? Alright, and can I please have all forms of personal identification, such as credit card numbers, social security numbers, passport, all that, please?
No.
Oh, good job, Edward. See, you passed the test. That's my boy. I'm marking you down right here as an A+. Good job, Edward.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Very good. So, Edward, if you could spread the word around that the secret word will be banana, that would be great, sir. Maybe. Are you the manager at the location? I'm not reading that here, but...
I am not.
Yeah, can you tell your manager that the secret word will be banana? He will understand what it means.
All right.
Is your manager in right now, perhaps?
No, she's not.
All right. Well, can you tell the other employees right now that the secret word is banana and to kind of give them a rundown of the situation?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have to confirm that you actually did it, so if I could listen in on the phone while you do it, that'd be great.
Okay.
It's corporate nonsense. I know you guys don't deal with corporate a lot. Usually you go through your district manager, but this is urgent. Right. We need to...
Just give me 1 minute.
All right.
Apparently there's someone going around using partner numbers to, like, get free drinks off the people, or free drinks off the stores, and, like, discounts off the stuff. So the new secret word in corporate calls is banana. Otherwise, give out, like, someone calls from corporate and, like, they don't.
Well, I'll change it.
And now we have to tell them.
Edward. Goddamn Edward.
Thanks for calling Starbucks. This is speaking. How can I help you today?
Hello, this is Greg from the corporate office in the IT department. Are you having problems with your computer there?
Not that I know of.
Oh, it seems like we're not receiving the information from it that we usually do. Would you mind if we ran a test here real quick?
Sure.
Just like if you could go into the area where, as if you were going to give an employee from another location a discount and put in their partner number. And I have a partner number here I can give you just to try it out.
Give me 1 second. I don't have a cordless, so I got to run back and forth to the phone.
That sounds hilarious.
Can I get those numbers?
Oh, sure. It's one.
And I just want me to just, like, bring in a drink and then put in the discount?
Yeah, and just see if it works. And maybe if you could tell me what the name is, and that way we can see that the database is connecting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it worked.
Oh, really? What name did it come up with?
Hey, Dave.
Huh?
Is this Dave?
No, I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay. It came up as Crank.
And the last name is what?
Crank.
What last name is it?
Crank, C-R-A-N-K.
As in a crank call?
Yes, it is. Hi, Dave.
I'm not Dave. I'm a fraudster. I'm using the information that you just gave me from that start partner number to steal money.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks 89, I'm at Cathis. This is Carrie.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office.
Yes?
I don't really need anything. I just like telling people that I work in the corporate office because it makes me feel important.
That's cool.
Yep. Bye.
All right.
Avira.
Hi. My name's Brad.
And hi.
I've been calling a bunch of Starbucks tonight and pretending to be with the corporate office and convincing people to give me their names and their partner numbers and run information through the computer if they shouldn't. And do you think, like, if I hadn't told you all that now, you would have fallen for it? Or do you think you would have been too smart for me?
Personally, I would not have told you anything, but, you know.
But even if I said I was the corporate office and you had to?
No, that's not something we do because Starbucks doesn't do that. So no,
I know, but I can be really.
Or, well,
they can do that. They have been doing it.
I can be really convincing.
Well, it doesn't matter. Is there something I can help you with, or?
So you think you're smarter than every other store we've called tonight?
No, sir. I'm gonna let you go. Thank you,
ma'am. Can I have your partner number, please?
Hey, it was Holiday. I remember that guy. Whatever happened to him? I don't remember exactly when that was from, but it was probably 2010 or 2011, and that was kind of fun. Anyway, it worked. I did it. I made the show over an hour, so it's time for me to quit the show. I feel like it was a job well done now, since I did over an hour, even though I just played a bunch of old crap. So you guys are welcome for that. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks Tony from Arizona for sponsoring the show once again. I don't know what song I'm going to stick in here on the end of the show, but I bet you it's going to be something that you've probably heard before. I know you guys are used to that, so enjoy!
Says, oh shit, what? I'm just a chunk in a world that
don't you go pound salt?
How'd you get our phone number?
Just go pound salt, dude.
What does that mean?